So Rashi says in Mesame es Einoi, Mares Atzmai Keilu Einoi Smuya. He makes it look like his eyes are blind. The Poshet here is speaking about he wants to make money, so people have Rachmanis on him, so makes Keilu he's blind. A Mitzabe es Bitnoi, or he makes like his stomach is blown up. Mekapeach es shoykoi. So Rashi says, Mekapeach shoykoi kilo shoykoi nichvetzes, like the shoyk shrunk. Einei nifta mino ilo machiyovei lideikach. So that's a maise, a mide keneged mide, he's portraying himself like a nebuch, a balmum, and so he'll end up being a balmum. A mekabel tzedoke ve'in tzorich lekach, a person who's mekabel tzedoke, but he really doesn't need the tzedoke, he's not eligible. Soifai eine nifta min ha'ilom ad sheyove lideikach. Nan hosom. We learned a Mishnah in Peye, Ein mechayven oisoi limker es beisoi ves klei tashmishoi. So what does Rashi say? Mechayven oisoi limker la hashlim mechayven oisoi limker. Reishi de masnisen mi she yesh loi mesayim zuz la yita leket shikha upeya. The person is mesayim zuz, so he's not a noni. She's not permitted to take matnas on him. So the Mishnah says further, Ein mechayven oisei limke lahashlim mosayim zuz kedei shelo yitel. That means he has furniture, he has a beautiful dining room set, he will sell it till he'll have enough money for a few years. So the Mishnah says, but cash, he has less than mosayim zuz, this he's living on, in mechayven oisei limker es beisei beskli tashmishei. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So he's considered an oni halachically. V'loi v'sanye, we learned a baraisa, hoyo mishtamish bechli zov. He was mishtamish bechli zov. Is yishtamish bechli kesef. So let him sell the kli zov and it'll be mishtamish bechli kesef. Bikli kesef, yishtamish bikli nechoshes. So it seems there is a chiyuv on him to sell what he possesses. Omar Rab Zvid loikashe, ho bemite vishulchom, ho bekoisois ukaores. So it seems Rab Zvid wanted to say as follows, koisois ukaores, that he's not mechuyiv to sell. That's the Mishnah. Mita v'shulchan, he has one shel zov, yishtamish b'shel kesef. So the Gemara asks, Maishna kaisei sekaoreis teloi, the omar misili, I was used to such kaisei till now, so to sell them, it's mostly, he's not mechuyiv, it seems, to sell them. Frag the Gemara, mita v'shulchan nami omale mekabale lavoy, I can't get used to it. What's the difference? Omar rove berei de rove b'machrisho de kaspe. So we have here on the right hand side, in brackets, perish machrisho shemegardim boy bebeis hamelchetz. It was a type, perhaps, of a back scratcher made out of silver. So that is, if he'll sell it, Zechnishtekvelt. So Mamela, that is what the Braise is speaking about. The basic furniture and utensils, that's the Mishnah, Ein Mechayvin Oisei Limker. But Machrisha de Kaspo, he's mechuyev to sell. Rav Papa Oma Loikashe, a different teretz. Kan kaidem sheyovei lidei givui, kan la'acher sheyovei lidei givui. So, Rashi says as follows. Kan kaidem sheyovei lidei givui. Hodis nan, ein mechaiven, mikore koid. This is speaking about before he wants to take Matnas Anim, Shaboli Toleket, Loi Hoyoloi Masayim Zus. He doesn't have Masayim Zus. Moya Moicha Klitash Misha, Oya Masigla Masayim Zus. Then he would have Masayim Zus. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, Ein Mechaivin Loi Selimke. Baha de Sanye, the Baraisa Mechaivin. La'achar sheboli de givui. What does that mean? La'achar sheboli de givui. La'achar shevi atzmi li de kach. He put himself in the matzev shebezn goyven emenu. That now bezn is goyve from him. Ki goyim shahoyo loy mosayim zuz. He had mosayim zuz. He was not eligible to take matnas anim. V'nota leket shikro peye. V'noida she'osher hoyo. So now, Bezdin will be goyv of him, so he stole Matnas Aniyim. Is Bezdin boin v'goyvin himenu ma'ashenoto? Now Bezdin will take you, stole Matnas Aniyim, now you have to pay up. V'im ein loy kedei l'shalem. Now we're talking about Bezdin's goyv from him. He took... Not legally, he took Matnas Aniyim. Now Bezdin is goyve its gezel. We goyve the gezel from it, but now he doesn't have to pay up. V'imein loy kedei l'shalei moichek li tashmisha yikorim. Now you sell it. V'mishtamish bebchusim. Lidei givui she Bezdin goyven eimenu. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Kan la'achar sheboli de givui. Perish bekuntris. Shenota leket shikro peya. Benoida we found out shehoya osher. Uboim bezn ligvois ma shenota. And bezn is coming to be goive. Mashenotel. Af al gav dahavi momen she'ein loy toivin. So Tosfos says, what shat bezn is coming to be goive mashenotel? It's momen she'ein loy toivin. That means, who does it belong to? There's no oni miyuchid that can say that it's his. And the loch is, if you're mazik momen she'ein loy toivin, you're potter. Who are you gonna pay to? Who does it belong to? So what shat bezn is goyve? For who? Ikele meima, dushim knosa goyven mimeno. Eina chanami. Halachically, bezn cannot be goyve because there's no oni miyuchid that could claim that this is his. Vafilu im timtzaloime ba'alme ki haigavne, and another chiddush. Bebal choyv misadrin. That means there is a certain... There are certain kli habayis that one when a bal choyv is mechuyev to pay the malve, so there's certain kli habayis you leave over for him. Now it seems Taisus was unclear. Let's say you leave over a shulchan and a mita for the bal choyv. Now what happens if he has a golden shulchan or a golden mita? So, the loch is leave over his bed. You don't tell him to buy a cheaper bed. So the beraisa that says that he's mechuyev to sell, the whole inyan of mechire from A to Z is knosos be'etzim. There is no chiyev tashlume meiker adin, and could be there's no chiyev mechiras klei tashmisha of meiker adin. But because of a knas, they said that we will be goive kli tashmishav. Is mechuyim to sell them. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, a different pshat in Ganzen. Koidem sheyove lidei givui. Is we have over here guidelines. What falls into the category of an oni? So the Mishnah in Pei is telling us that an oni is a person who does not possess Masayim Zuz. Even though the furniture in his house is luxurious, but that doesn't go into the Cheshbon. That's what the Mishnah says. The Baraisa seems to say that it does go into the Cheshbon. That was the problem. So the Bein Chanan lo Pirish, Koidem sheyove lidei givui, she'enei noitel mikupes shel tzedokah. He is not taking from money which was collected l'tzorech aniyim, ela midvorim sheheim shel hefker. He's taking from momen aniyim that's hefker. Kigoin leket, shikcha upeye. So these matnas aniyim are guidelines. Who is called an oni? Who's considered an oni? Is we look in his wallet. Does he have masayim zuz? So he's not an oni. He does not possess masayim zuz. He is an oni. He lives in a mansion, he has a Cadillac, so get me garnished on. If he doesn't have Mosayim Zuz, some emailer, he has a teres oni to take matnas aniyim shel hefka. Vikan la'achar shebo lidei givui. The Beraisa is speaking about, there's another type of matnas aniyim. There's a matnas aniyim that was collected from the gabei tzedakah that is in the kupah shel tzedakah. Shen noito mi kupah shel tzedakah. That means this collected money, which is distributed to aniyim, this collected money has different guidelines. And here we have on our charter of our kupah ezra is, whoever possesses a Cadillac is not eligible to take from this Kupa Sezra. That is the halacha. That means there are different guidelines. Who is considered an oni if he's taking from collected money, let's say, rechanim? Then there's a different cheshbet. This is moist that was nigve, let's say, rechanim. The Mishnah Dein Mechai Venoise Limke Gabi Leket Shikra Upeye. The Mishnah speaking about Leket Shikra Upeye, which is very good. It says Ein Mechai Venoise. Umashme De Breis and Nami De Mechai Venoise Limke is also Gabi Leket Shikra Upeye Misnai. It seems the Breis is going and the same the matnas aniyim that the Mishnah is speaking about. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Yisaimo sheisiyoso imo oyacheho midaito. Now here we're speaking about a yisaime that was a ktana. We'll see klar that the Mishnah is speaking about a ktana. And we're speaking about that Yesoima, she didn't have a father, and her mother or brothers married her off, Akdushin de Rabbona. V'kosvu lo b'meya oy b'chamishim zuz. Now, there is a standard nadin, we'll see, that was normally given to the bonais. We'll see there's a shir, either Isun Chosim, that is the Baal, assume that shir. There's a shir of Isun Chosim, that a tenth of the Nechosim, of the available Nechosim, was given away for for the chasn of the bonis. For the nadin, the nechseit same barzel of the bonis. Now, because for law, b'meyo ibachamishim zuz, they wrote, they got away with murder. They wrote a very cheap nadin. They're marrying off this ktano. And it was midaita. So what does Rashi say? Midaita rebusa kamash malon. The afal pishan is ratzis. And it seemed she was merutza with everything, not only with the shidduch. They told her, that means she was very smiling and happy about the olinyan. She's becoming a kala. And you know, we're giving you 50 zuz or 100 zuz for nadin. Oh, she's smiling away. It seems she's merutza for all of this. Yechayle hi mishetagdo lohitzi miyodon masheroi linosono. So she becomes a gedoyle. She can now schlep her brothers who yarshin the father's nechosim tadin teire, and she'll ask, you know, Abbas is entitled to isa nechosim. You gave me meya chemishim zuz. I'd like to be paid the rest. Now, let us go back to what Rashi said, the afal pisha nisratzis, even though she was nisratzis, ein mechilosa mechila. But the mechila is not a mechila. So there are two pshatim in the shita mekabetzis in Rashi. The same pshat in Rashi. The one pshat is, we're speaking about pu'utais, which midarabonon memkore memke Omekha Mekach, Midarabonon, Minatoire de Alabadas. But Midarabonon, the transactions they make are valid. Midarabonon de Chal. Abain Michilos and Michilo. So one Pshat, the Shit Mekabetsis wants to say, they said Mekhon Mekhon, Mekach, Memkron Memkha, but that's it. Vain Michilos and Michilo. Michilo, they never gave a Koyach to be Meichel. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach, the Shita Mekabesis wants to say in Rashi, that it could be, if she'd be Meichel Behedye, so the Mechila would help by a Pu'utais, but there wasn't a Mechila Behedye, it was Nisratzes, she was Maskim, but there wasn't a Beferish in Mechila. So since there was no Beferish in Mechila, so the Ritzui, if she would be a Gedoyle, so I would say Ritzui is equivalent to a Mechila. But since she's a Ketane, and the whole Mechila is only Mechila Mikoyach HaTakone Darabonon, the Mekhon Mekach, Memker Memker, so that is Dafke if she's Meichel Behedye. If there is a Ritzui, which is Moira and Mechila, that doesn't give it a Teiris Mechila. So if there's no Mechila, Yechayli Mishetagda Lohitzim Yodem Ma'asheroi Li Nosen Lo. So what does Rashi say, Ma'asheroi Li Ten Lo, Isan Nechosim. She's entitled, every daughter is entitled to Isan Nechosim, a tenth of the Nechosim. Period. Now we're going to have a machloikis tanoim. What is Abbas entitled to? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hisi es Abbas orishoino, if the father had married off the first daughter, yinosen leshnia kederach shenosen lerishoino. So now the second daughter, that we are marrying off la'acha misa sa'ov, so how much should be given for Anadim? As much as was given for the first daughter. V'chachomim oimrim, you can't have such guidelines. Pomim sha'odom oni v'heshir oi osher v'heni. Elashomim es hanechosim v'nois nimlo. Now let us see Rashi. Im hisi ha'ov b'chayo v'sabas harishon, he married her off b'chayo, but was still alive. you know, say, whatever is, this is a havamin of the Gemara Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. About you know, saying, Bein Shehu Iso, it's a tenth, Bein Shehu Pochais, Bein Shehu Yaiso. There are no guidelines. The only guidelines we have is what the father personally had given Bechayov to his oldest daughter, that we take out from the Nechosim for the next daughter we are marrying off La'acha Misosa. Omar Shmuel, Zokte Gemara, Shmuel said, Lepalnose Shomin Ba'ot. Let us see Rashi. Habas Yisoyme Shebos Linose. Noisnlo Nedunye Kefi Oimich Ono Bekiyim Ba'ovio. The way we estimate what the father would have given. Vatron, Oikamtson. So in other words, Shmuel is saying, when it comes to Parnosas Nisuin, there is no numbers, there's no set numbers, there's no din of Isur Nechosim. The amount of how much we are Goyve from the Yerusha is Shomin Bof, each father had a different tchunis, so we Meshaya how much he would have given. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks now Akasha and Shmuel. It says, Nabaraisa, Habonois, Nizoinois, Umispalnesois, Minichsei Avim. Keitzat, now how does this come about? Ein oimrim, ilu avio kayim, kach vekach hoyonoisim. We don't go with cheshbonis to try to figure out what the father would have given her. Elashomin es anachosim v'noisnim lo. So the Gemara understood now. My love, panosa sabal. Panosa umispanosois means panosa sabal, which is gematria denan. And it says, there is no, the amount that we give does not come about through oimid. That means we are not mishaya how much the father would have given. No, we shats up, or shomenes and nechosim, and the Gemara understood, and that means we give a tenth of the nechosim. So klo, not like Shmu. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzrot, loy beparnosas atzma. No. Nizoynis or misparnosois, not speaking about parnosos habal, we're speaking about parnosos atzmo. Let us see Rashi. Le parnoso shomin bo'ov. Habas yisoyme shibos linosei, nois nilol nidunye kifi oimid sho'onu bikiyim bavio, vatchanoi kamtsan. Parnosas habal nidunye shel nisuin. So we see klo, you're not oimid what the father would have given, but you're oimid the nechosim. The more understood this means a tenth of the nechosim. So the Gemara said loy parnosas atzma mizoynes ba'oida eitzelach. No. Here we're speaking about mizoynes eitzelachim. So, by dates alachim, so here you have to shut up, we'll see later in Rashi, that means, just like we had by Amashres Ishtoi, so it says there a minimum amount that he has to give, and then Hakel if he kvoida, if he possesses more, so he gives a greater amount for Mizaynaisel Parnososo. So that's what they're talking about over here. They're talking about Parnosos Atzmo. Mizaynis Parnosos Atzmo. So you have to shout up how much money he possesses. So therefore we'll know how much should she get for mezainis, a minimum amount or a more exuberant amount. We aim it in the chos. So the Gemara says, "Hanizaynis umispalnis ois ktoni." It says, "Habonis nizaynis umispalnis ois my lab achas panosus abal mispalnis ois is a lotion sosum." It's called everything. My lab achas panosus abal ba achas panosus atzmo. So the Gemara says, "Loi idi veidi bepanosas atzma." Both are speaking about panosas atzma. "Veloi kashe ha bachila b'shtiya ha bilvusha v'kisuya." What does Rashi say? "Ha bachila shtiya shamin anechosim." That's what the beraisa means. You shats up the nechosim. "Im oni hu," if he's an oni. That's the minimum amount of food or tzolche ha'isha you have to supply. He has more money, then you should give more than the minimum amount. So, al kaponim, there's no kasha from this beraisa and Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about Parnosas Habal, and that we cheshben out on the midas of the father, was he a kamtsin or a vatron. And this Parais is speaking about Mizoines, Levush. So Mamela, and this is you shots up how much money left over. So the Gemara says, let's go to our Mishnah. Tnan. We learned in our Mishnah, "V'chachomim oimrim, pa'omim sha'odom oni veheshir, oy osher veheni." That means Rabbi Yehuda had said in our Mishnah that if we want to know how much to give over for the second bas, we see how much he gave for the first bas. The Chachamim said, listen, you can't draw a guideline from the first chasne. Could be then he was rich and now he became poor, or then he was poor and now he became rich. Elishomim anechosim v'noisnim lo. That's what the Chachamim said. So we have here a machloikis, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, let's first understand what the Chachamim are tining on Rabbi Yehuda. My oni or my osher. Inema oni oni benachosim, osher osher benachosim. And that's what they're tining. How could you draw guidelines from the first chasane? We have to know what his financial matzav was then, and maybe now the financial matzav changed, either for the better or for the worse. Is michlal the tanekama? So the tanekama who says we do, Rabbi Yehuda that says we are mishaya from the first chasne, afilo osher veheni. He holds, that's the machlokes, asking him, the first chasne, he gave a huge amount of money, and then he was an osher, now he's an oraman. And the Tanakam holds, afal pikein, kidimikori avinolo, holesle. I mean, how can you say such a thing? What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Elo lav. So we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is not speaking about financial resources. Elalav oni oni bedas, osher osher bedas. That means the shaila is, what was the father's tchunas hanefesh by the first chasna? Was he a vatrin? Was he a kamtsin? How did he, in order to get a penny out of him, he had to pull teeth, or he was... he flowed whatever he wanted to give. Fine. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you want to know, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you want to know how much to give to the second bas, you have to see what is matzah, what the father was by the first bas. Was he a vatran? Was he a kamtsan? And the chachomim say no. What he was then and what he would have been now is also, we cannot build from what he was then to what he would have been now. Could be then he was a vatran. Could be as years progressed he changed. He wasn't, so if he'd be alive now, he would give much less now. Could be the other way around. So therefore they say, Uktoni shomim es hanachosim v'naistim lo. So what do they say? So Memele, we have no way of figuring out what the father, or Al Koponim, that Zicha is not a way to figure out what he did for the previous Bas. That Zicha is not a guideline to tell us what he would have given for this Bas if he would have been alive. So Uktan, so what do you do? Shomin es hanachosim v'naistim lo. So shamnes nechosim, understood means iso nechosim. This is a standard amount that we give. And the chaylik al rabbi the alma lo yizlinim basarum dene. And Shmuel says, lepanos shamim bov. We try to figure out what the father would have given. The chachamim taina, you can never figure out. You can never know. Uti yufta de shmulu, say bezai, our Mishnah is at yufta dan shmulu. Uti yufta de shmulu. So the Gemara answers, who da maki Rabbi Yehuda? Yesking a kasha from the Mishnah. Shmulu paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, fakat, Rabbi Yehuda is a noimit. We said that that's one of the ways we figure out. We see what his matzav was then, mistame. Could be it's possible a person could change, but it's rare. So we assume that whatever his matzav was then, we assume his matzav didn't change. This nan Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, em hisi bas horishayna, yinosni lishniya keder shenosan larishayna. So, no kasha on Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, v'neima halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So say halachik Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the whole member of Shmuel, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, say halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, yama halachik Rabbi Yehuda hava mine davke hisiyo. That means Rabbi Yehuda seems to be speaking about a distinct case that he see you as a rishayna. So I have facts, black and white, how much he gave for the rishayna. The goli daite. So here I have a gili das. Avoloi he see you, but if he never married off a daughter, now we are groping in the dark with hashores, loi. So I would think, then I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're also, then there's a din of Issa Nechosim. You don't grope in the dark. Kamash Malon, time the Rabbi Yehuda does lean about Sarumdin. So Shmuel is telling us, no, you're learning wrong pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that says what he says is because he holds you go about Sarumdin. Now he's speaking about a certain case. Was he see her? So then we'll create her umdenir from what he gave to the first daughter. But loishna he see her, loishna loishna see her. That's what Shmuel is telling us. Shmuel is explaining to us what the true pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is. V'hai diktoni he see her. Why did he say he see her? To tell us that even though it was taka, we have a moiradiketzir of what the father would have given from what he had given the poyo. דאף אל גב דהיסיה ויגולי דייטה. רבונן אולו איזלינן בוסרום דנא. I don't חשבן, what it was then is no right that it would have been now like this. So memele, so now we know pshat in Shmuel, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's telling us pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is does not mean Davke Isiya. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, in other words, we go bas umdene. Amalei rove le Rav Chisde, darshinon mishimcho alochi ki Rabbi Yehuda. You know, the Welt says over, mishimcho, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, he said, oh yeah, yei rav kol hani mili mal yose tidroshu mishmoy. But yeah, they should all, I should always say such good things. I mean, seems Rav Chisda held the zikha, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Umi oma rova hochi, for Sanya we learned abaraisa, Rabbi Omer, Bas hanizoynis min ha'achim, Abbas that's nizoynis min ha'achim, noiteles isa nechosim. When she gets married, she takes isa nechosim. Va'oma rove hilchese ke Rebbe. So it seems here, Rove seems to be telling Rav Chisda, here you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Takazoi. And here we hear that Rav himself said, Hilchese ke Rebbe. So comes out that the Parnosis Habal is Yisun Nechosim. A certain amount, without umdene. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, ho da amidne, ho da loy amidne. That means, if we knew him well, and we're able to figure out what he would have given from our knowledge of his trunis, so then we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But if we never knew him, so we don't start groping in the dark, then we say if we don't know, that is the shir. That means the shir of Parnosis Habal, which we said is dependent on what he would have given, that is only if we know what he would have given, so we have a way to figure it out, then that's the shir. If we have no way of figuring it out, then there's a different shir. Now we don't know, so finished. Then there's a shir of Yisun Nechosim. Achinami mistavre, the Omar Avada Barabe, Maise, Venosan lo Rebbe Echod Mishne Moso Benachosim. I have a memory of Rebbe, that Rebbe gave a twelfth of the Nechosim. So now there's a steer in Rebbe. Here Rebbe gave a twelfth, and here Rebbe said, Isa Nechosim, Kashin Adodi, Alalav, Shema Mino, Hoda Amidnei, Hodeloy Amidne Shma Mino. Let us see Rashi. Oni Bedas Medat little on the Dunyas Oshe on the Dunyas Oni. They tell us Isa Nachosim Lasham and Bov. Achigasina loikasha, hoda midne, hoda loy amidne, hoda oma rebi isel nechosim, that the shir is isel nechosim, but the loy amidne loov. We have no ways of figuring out what the ov would have given. Shaloi go beinenu. Veloi amadu al soiv data im batran im kamtsan. Chinami mistavo deicha damidem oide rebbe de shomin bov. Because we see once Rebbe paskin that you give a twelfth of the nechos. Let us see Taisus. My love, the panosas habal. Is the Gemara asked the kasha. We have here a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Habonais, Lizainis, Umisparnusois, Minichsei Abiyam. And we don't ain't name me Lavia Kaim Kach Vakaha Yanois na Lashomin Meshanachosim Vinois Nin Law. Is my love Panosas Habal. Is so the Gemara understood that Shomin Esachosim means Isanachosim. That was the Kasha, so it's a Kasha and Shmu. My love Panosas Habal. Ktas Kosha Larashbe. The Hashte Lehavish Shomin Esanichosim. The nizaynis or mispalnis is shove. That means if it's speaking about panosas habal, so shomas and achosim has two distinct translations. The leinyim panosa avishomin as anachosim losus lois anachosim. Shomin as anachosim means you give one tenth. Olinyin nizaynis. What's that nizaynis? Shomenes and achosim. Im oni uvanoisim meshim efurish ba'afal pi b'mashis edai sholish. Nachosim erubim makor lefi yakovit. So it's very modern. The havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara learned the same words. Shomenes and achosim have two distinct translations. It's according to the Maskonev, it's speaking about Panosus Isha, so Shemes Nechosa means one thing. That means we have to see how much money he possesses, and how much money did he leave over, and if it was a minimum amount, so she gets the minimum amount for Mezainis and Malbushim. If he left over more, then she gets a more Bekovedic amount. So that's good. So Shemes Nechosa means one tight, we shots up how much the nechosim were worth. Loi beparnosas atzmo. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about parnosas atzmo, she'in shomin oisei bi'ov. And this is not here, we don't cheshbon what the father would have given. This is a certain amount. We shuts up how much money he has. We'll decide how much the panosa should be. So what is the difference, Taka, between panosas habal and panosas ha'av? So Taisa says as follows. Hoyu val kolche mischayev betnai bezen. This is the panosas
habas.
Zoynis Abbas is the chiyuv b'tnai bezen. So Mamela, then we don't delve what he would have given. What's came on what he would have given? Bezen is mechayev mitnai bezen, that he has to, that the yisoymim have to support the bonus. Aval panosas habal ain't totally elobedaita. There's no chiyuv tnai ksube to give an adu. Kedamrina lekamot. Ha'oimer al yisparnesu benoisa benachosim shemlev. He said klar that he does not want that the bonus should be mispalnes benachosim shemim loy. Lekach shemim oisa be'ov. So that's why it's shemim oisa be'ov. So Fakert, this whole thing of giving Naden is not a chiyuv mitnai ksube. It's only an hoge that Mistami would have given. So Mamele, that's the whole chiyuv. And if he didn't say Fakert, we assume Mistami would have given. So it's only the whole shayrish chiyuv is because Mistami would have given. So then we have to be Mishai how much he would have given. That's the svara of Shmuel. Inema oni benachosim. He says the Gemara wanted to first say the Gemara is a kash on this problem. The Gemara first wanted to say What is Pshat in the Machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says if he married her off once, so the second time we give the same amount as he had given for the first daughter. And the Chachamim say, Pomim Shodom Oni Veheshir Ayosh Veheni. The Gemara wanted to say that means Oni Benachosim or Shosh Benachosim. So if we would, then the Marshalms of it can't be like that. So Taisa said like this. If he would say Oni Benachosim and Osher Benachosim, then Vahashta, then Osi Shmuel Shaper Kerabona. Then I wouldn't have a kash. Then Shmuel Doshtem according to the Rabbon. The Rabbono Nami Sovri the Shomim Bo'ov. Rabbono also Shomim Bo'ov. Like a Yehuda. Ochi Kome. Pa'omim Sha'odom Osher B'shor Shenosan L'Rishayim. When he married off the first daughter, he was an Osher. Va'achshov Heni Benachosim Lo'i Ha'yenoisein L'zois K'may Shenosan L'Rishayim. That means that the Chachamim also zichiyem Mishayim, but don't use the figures, the numbers that were given for the first daughter, because could be then he was well to do, so he was able to give a larger amount. If it would have been alive, the last law, the meima, yinosein lishniya kedar shenosein lerishayne, elo, shomim esanechosim kloima, the noisen lefi ma shahoya noisein haov achshov, minachosim ma'otem halolo, vahainu shomim bo. That means, if we could say that oni is oni benachosim, and osher is osher benachosim, so then the Abachlal wouldn't have any cash on Shmuel, so I could say that everyone is made Shomin Bo'ov. No, the Shaila is, but how as a Shomin Bo'ov? So Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean how it's Shomin Bo'ov? We have the figures from the first Chasana. So the Chomim say, no, that's not a criteria, those figures. We have to be shummed in the Chosim and try to figure out how much he would have given if he would have possessed so much. So then there wouldn't be any, but that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Michlal the Tanikama Sova, that the Tanikama holds, that Afilu, he was then an Osher, now is another man. You also shots up with the numbers, the figures that were used by the first chasanet. Leslie, Kloimal. So the Gemara asks, Leslie, Kamoi Shehoyu Lemitchil. Now he doesn't have what he had then. Vadi Yushalay Noisen Asher Kamoi Shenosa Mitchil. What is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? That's what the Gemara's kasha. How could there be a machloikis? How could Rabbi Yehuda say we use the figures of the chasn of the first daughter if now he doesn't have the resources and the nechosim that he had then? Obavadei lo me Rabbi Yehuda yinosan lishniya elalav oni oni bedas. So you have to say it's a different machloikis the chachomim in Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikis is that you can never figure out what he would have given now if he'd be alive. It could be his whole outlook changed. V'hashin l'for yishomes en l'chosim sheyeshumu ba'av. Because they say you can never know what the av would have given. So Shomis and Nechosim means Issa Nechosim. So that was the Gemara's Kasha and Shmuel. So you see from the Chachomim that you give Issa Nechosim. So Shmuel answers, Ein Nechanami, but I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Omar Rabbi. Bas. Ani Zoynis Mina Achim. They tell us Iso Nechosim. And we had said this is speaking about the Loi Amid Noloi, we never knew him. So that's the Shir Iso Nechosim. Omru Loi L'Rebbe, L'Dvorecha, according to you, Mi sheyesh loy esa bonis uben. So if a person has 10 daughters and one son, and you say for each son you give an isa nechosim, for each daughter you give isa nechosim, this will come out eloy leben bebokim bonis klum. This will come out that the ben will end up with nothing. It will come out that the ben won't yashin anything. Amar lehen, so he told them, kach ani yema, no, rishoyne neitelus isa nechosim. The first one takes a tenth of the nechosim, which are around. Shniye b'meshe shayra. The shniye takes a tenth of what is left over. Ushlishis b'meshe shayra. The third one takes what is left over from the second one. V'chayzrois v'chilkes b'shove kol chode v'chode. No, I didn't say good. V'chayzreis v'chilkeis b'shove. Then later they'll divide it between themselves equally. Let us see Rashi. Rishoyne kazal kadaitach habo rishoyne linosei. So the Gemara asks, what's pshat in chilkeis b'shove? Kol chode v'chode de nafsha shoklo. The Gemara asks, what kind of pshat is this? If the first one went and took a tenth of the nechosim, so, and later the second one takes a tenth of what's left over, so why should we now take away from the first one? Kol chode v'chode de nafsha shoklo v'chachom entikno lahem nidunyas nesuyim isel nechosim. That was the takone. So each one is entitled to a tenth. So the first one took a tenth of the nechosim. So she was zoichin a tenth of what was left over. Why should they now split up the whatever they took for panos, each one should have an equal chelik. Each one was at his zaychev. And their chelik. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Hachikam. Imbo kulom li nosei ka'achas. That way it says over here, that you divide up equally. We're speaking about if what happens if none of them got married. All of them want to get married together. There's no first and second. And then is chilkeis b'shove. So then we take all the isa nechosim al pi cheshbin, and then we divide it up b'shove. Misayile le Rav Masne. Domar Rav Masne imbo li nose kulam ka'achas noit lois iser echot. They take one iser. In fact, the Gemara iser echot sal kedaiter. They all get married, they take one iser. Ele noit lois iser ke echot. They take an iser ke echot. Let us see Rashi. Imbo kulam li nose ka'achas Chayz reis v'chilkeis isureyim b'shove. She'ein kan kaidemes liskeis. That means, the Gemara before they asked Akash if she taki got married first, so she was zeicha this. But if we're talking about the all are going to get married, no one got married but poil. She'ein kan kaidemes liskeis. Hilkach b'shvil horoi lishoy lifnei habeim. Since we want that there should be something left over for the ben, so we make a cheshbit. Noit lo ha'achas iser, v'ashniya iser b'ma sheshira. And the second one takes a tenth of what is left over. V'chein kulam. V'hamoyser lo ben. And whatever is left over belongs to the ben.
Now Rashi explains, Im hoya meyamone, if he had left over meyamone, ha'achas noiteles esemone, vashniyam teisha, is left over 90, so she takes 9. Vashlishi, so now how much is left over? So 81 is left over. Vashlishi shmoina mone ve'iso shel mone. And the third one will take 8 1/10 mone. Ve'chein kulam. Te'levara yerushas habein ve'in chayzis ve'chilkes isoreim v'shovim. And then they'll divide up equally the surim that they have taken. Let us see Rashi. Kol chode v'chode d'nam sheshoklo. V'im taima frek taisvis v'chi. Why was it so posh to the Gemara that whoever married first, she has to take her tenth, and you don't make a cheshbin, there should be equal tenths. V'chi mishum denises koidem, since she got married first to nafsho shokla, lomo loy nachshev al pi aponis hanesoris, ki lo yekulom nises bebasachas. What kind of cheshbin is this? What's taka her yichus? That she gets a tenth of the remaining nechosim. I mean, what's her yichus? There's the nechosim have to be divided up for all the bonis. So mahichitaisi, the one that marries first, should get more than the other bonis. Vieshloima. The Isel Nechosim Yavinam Mishum Destam B'nei Odom Kach Noisnim L'Bnei Seim. It's Takalei Amidnalei. We don't know what he would have given. But Stam B'nei Odom give a tenth of their Nechosim. Ve'ilu Hoya Ha'ov Kayim Hoya Noisin Isel Nechosim L'Rishayne Le'hoya Poiches Lo B'Shvil Ha'acheira Yisanishos. The father himself would also have done that. That means the father, when he's marrying off one daughter, he wouldn't then make a cheshbin, and so let's make a cheshbin that all daughters should be equal. When he's after the first chasna, he's poising for the first chasna. Later, David should have a telephone to make more money, but he doesn't, so therefore, he thinks of giving an isan nechosim for the first daughter, and later by the other daughters, dailatzara b'shaita. So memele, so that is what we do also. That's why the Gemara held, if Shitake got married, so Shitake, there's no reason to take away from her after she was zeichen that isan nechosim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tano rabon. Habonois. Bein bogru ad shaloi nisu. Sai they became bogrus before they became the suis. U bein nisu ad shaloi bogru. Or they got married before they became bogrus. Ivdu mezainesayim. So the mezainis they lost after nisuin. After Agor's man, then the suim already, then not anymore Bershus Haviyem. So now that the father is dead, they're not anymore in the bias, the Yotso Mirshusoi, the Aboigres, or in the suim. So Memela Ivdu Mizaine say. The loy Ivdu Panasoson Divrei Rebbe. When it comes to Parnose, so let us speak about one case by Bogle. Let's look about Bogle. We'll see the case of Nisusum. Bogru, that means the boigris. So when she becomes married as boigris, she's still entitled for Issa Nechos. Nisu, Lechayra means that they became in the Suis, and we'll see, and the Achim gave them Chamishim Zuz, Meya Zuz, and it was Nischatzu. And now they want a mon the Issur Nechosim. That's the title Yivdu Parnasosim Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, Aft Yivdu Parnasosim. So what does that mean? So that means if they become boigres, they're not entitled anymore to be zeichet Issur Nechosim. They became the Suez Begadluson, they're not entitled anymore to be Goyver than the Chosim. What does Rashi say? If do mezaine same, shekach kosulam, ayati bogrom, ayati tilokhan le guvrim. So memele mezaines they lose. Af ivdu panoso, some Narashi saying pshat Reb Shimon ben Elozer, Issur Nechosim, the kosova leitikin lo nedunya elahiche, the minseve bekatnes oi benares. Avo bogres, istalka lohu mehibese legamri. A bogres is, she doesn't have any schus anymore to get Issur Nechosim. Vechein, now, that's the case of Bogres. V'chein niseis benaris. If she got married benaris, and they gave her less than an Issur Nechosim, hoyel ugdoilahi benisratzes, so since she was merutze with the chasene, and it seems she was merutze with the Nadnu what they had given her. If the parnasoso, so she lost the elomashe posk, whatever they were poisik, they said meyazuz, chamishim zuz, that's what she gets. Avo benises bekatnus loy polik. So Rashi seems to be saying like this. Rab Shimon ben Elozer says as follows. That our Mishnah is speaking about a ketano that was misratzes for a smaller panosas habal, for a smaller nadin. So we have Rashi in the Mishnah in Mechilos and Mechila, that he's a lavas Mechila, or we say that the ritzoi, since it wasn't a Mechila Meforeshe, so it doesn't have a Teres Mechila. That's by a ketan, but by a nairo, if they were poiske a smaller amount and she was merutza, so that's finished, that's a mechila already. So we say that what? That later she can't be goyve anymore from the achim, she was meichel. So Rab Shimon holds a nisuin of a nairo with a ritzui, or she became a boigres, so then she lost the Issur Nechosim. Let's see further. Keitzat hein oisais. So now Rab Shimon ben Elozer says, Amir de Kizach. Now, this is the whole right of Issur Nechosim, whole right of Parnassus Nisuin, is Dafke Til Boigres, is Keitzad Ein Oisis. What happens, she's 2 weeks before Boigres. Now, her father's a millionaire, and, And the her achim are mamish molei simche. They bin shiron. She should become a kal in 4 weeks. But al kapon, that should be a bogus ready. It's 2 weeks before bogus. And nothing. There won't be any iser nechosim because she's a boigris. So what should she become a boigris? So keitze de noises soiches lehem bailim umeitzim lehem panososam. So they go and listen. Akesef yanas akel. It's worthwhile. Listen, Nachmein, they can get an iser nechosim. So the only way they want to be zeiche to parnose, they'll go and give someone some money. Listen, it's worthwhile to marry me. And there's a big nadin involved. So that is the machloikis between, we have over here, a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elosa. Yeah. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lihune Ilchese Kerebi. We paskin like Rebbe. So what shall we paskin like Rebbe? We paskin that loy ibdu parnasos. Eis veirovel Rav Nachman, Yisoy meshe siyoso imo. We learned in our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Aktano, that they were poisek, a small nadin, so when she grows older, she could be goyve. Because we say that a mechila vaktana or a ritzia vaktana doesn't have a teres mechila. Taimo diktano. Why is this? Because she's a ktana. Hogedoilo. But what, it would seem from the Mishnah, what if she was a naira? This would happen als naira. Vitro. So then I would say, listen, if this happened on Tanaira, and they were poisik, chamishim zuz or meyer zuz, then it's vitro. Then I say that she was mevater on the iser nechosim, and she can't be goyve. So that is like Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That's what Rashi said. Rav Shimon ben Elozer is speaking about the Chinese's benares hoyle gdoyle even israatzes if the parnasos. That's what Shimon Elozer holds. That's his nisis have a bishalay boger. Not nisis shiktan. Nisis shiktan is the Mishnah. Or benisis shehinai. Rabbi Shimon Elozer holds that it's of the she lost the parnas. And in Akochach Rebbe holds that's a machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Elozer. Rebbe holds that she didn't lose. Afilu Anaira didn't lose. And we paskin like Rebbe. So the Gemara is we have a Stam Mishnah not like Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, ho de machoi, ho de loi machoi. So let us see Rashi. Agdoi loke gena, vitra, moch lala shahava evdosoi, almasosim lontana kevshim in the loza. So how could you pass on like Rebbe? So the Gemara says, ho de machoi, ho de oma Rebbe, loi ivdu. Rebbe says, loy ibdu. V'omar Rav Huna, hilchese kevosei. Rav Huna said, we paskin like Rebbe, afilu by anayro. Shemichso al moiso iso nechosel. By the chasen, the fearing underneath the chuppah, and they said, you know, we're going to give you Meya Zuz. And she says, Achutzpe Meya Zuz, what do you mean? I'm entitled to I'm entitled to Issa Nechosim. So he said, let's go down the chuppah. Now we'll talk about it later. So listen, but if she was Moiche, so after the chuppah, now she goes and goes to Issa Nechosim. Boho diktoni masnisin gdoilo vitro, the Mishneh b'shaloi michso. The Mishneh is speaking about b'shaloi michso. If shaloi michso, so then later, so we assume that this is taka mechila. Ktan is a la bas mechila, but anayra is a bas mechila. She didn't say anything, so she's taka meichel. So now, there's just one problem which we have to understand, and this Rabbi Kivega is Mavaya. So we have over here a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Alozo. So Rabbi that says that Nises is loy ovdo, that's what the Bebein Nisu Acheloi Bogru Loi Ivdu Panasosom is speaking about Mochsa. So what's the Svar of Shimon Alozo? So what's Rav Shimon Alozo saying? Rav Shimon Alozo is saying Nises Achela, that Nises Achelai Bogra is also of them. Why is it of them? Rashi before said Claude, the Rashi explained Rav Shimon Alozo that Rav Shimon Alozo is speaking about Benisratzis. So Rabbi Kivega says that was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Maskonos HaGemara is as follows, that Rabbi Shimon ben Alozo holds, after you're on the suah, you can't mon. Mochsa is not sufficient. Mochsa, fine. Don't go down to the chuppah. If you go down to the chuppah, it's too late, Rebetzin. You're entitled for Issa Nechosim 100%. So, before we go to the chuppah, let's get this clear that we'll get the Issa Nechosim. Eisus Rab Shimon ben Alozo holds that the minute she's on the suah, until Nisuyin, there was no psika of Issa Nechosim. Forget they said they're giving Meir Zuz or Hamishim Zuz. So now we have to be goyver from them Issa Nechosim. There's no psika of Issa Nechosim to Nisuyin. You're married already. You're out of the Rishus Abai. So succumb to Nit Issa Nechosim. That's the machloek. Rav Shimon Alozo holds it as Rav Shimon Alozo holds the sun is not a hafka. Forget, as long as there's no ritzui, so let him on after the sun. Let him on after boigers was Kate Maron. That's the machloek is Rav Shimon Alozo and Rebbe.